And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher. We're going to be talking some fishing, and there's a lot of good fishing going on. We'll tell you all about it right here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network. Going to be a fun show today. I always enjoy having Art in the studio, man.
Art is awesome. Morning, Art.
Hi, Art.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me again.
Hey, great to have you. And what's going on with the Searcher? Just finished your whale trips, right?
Yeah, just finished natural history, trips to Baja. Saw lots of whales, had lots of happy people, lots of happy clients, and pretty decent weather. And now we're going to do a little maintenance, our standard maintenance period here, and And we'll be ready to rock June 1st. Cool. That's the goal.
Strap that bait tank back on. It's on. Like that's when our favorite time at the tackle shop is to see the searcher. You know, the whale season is really fun, and you get to, you know, interact with the people when they're coming down to get on the trip. But it's always a good feeling when you see that boat back in, and we look right out the doors, right where the searcher sits. And once that bait tank back on, we know it's on.
Time to go fishing. Yeah. So you said you'd be ready to go June 1st. Your schedule says June 20th, but you may start early.
We're hoping. I mean, there's fish out there, Pete.
Yeah, I know.
Right. So
run day and a half, two-day trips, something
exactly.
like that. Yep. Fill in.
Something through the landing, okay. Something through our website.
Okay. And we'll keep you posted here on Let's Talk Hookup or what's going on.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Great.
Well,
that's exciting.
The goal.
I mean, there's some legit bluefin fishing going on right now. Not like, okay, not it's early season, maybe you'll see one. I mean, I think the Tomahawk, every trip they ran out of the landing this week came back with limits. And they're real ones. They're 50 to 80 pounders and their long drifts biting sardines on fly line. It's nothing funny. It's nothing in the middle of the dark. It's just regulation, two-speed, 50-pound, cast a sardine out and catch a 60-pound bluefin. Limits. It's crazy that it's as good as it is right now.
And Shogun's had some great 3- and 4-day trips, too, just getting them, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It's only 100 miles. You know, so you can travel overnight and you're on the grounds at daylight or before that. So.
It's only April.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It is.
So what do you think, Art? I mean, only April, there's abundance. The commercial guys are done, and they had a record season just wrapping them up and getting that done. And they said there's so much bluefin around, it's unbelievable. What's your thought?
Well, I think that we're all in agreement that we have this local stock of bluefin tuna that's in our waters year-round.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you guys agree with that?
No doubt at this point.
And it's just a case of, you know, where it settles in at. You know, I always talk about this. It's always about food source for tuna because they got to eat. So it seems that the area that they're in, there's a food source there, and it's been consistent now for a few weeks. And, you know, okay, it's April, but you have a chance of going out and catching a 100-pounder.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt, right now. Today.
And, you know, that's pretty exciting. It
really
is. I mean, to think that we have this in our backyard, access to it year-round, weather permitting, and... you know, I think that the stock is increasing. I think that's apparent. Having a local stock that spawns and they grow up right here in our backyard, and, you know, we see fish that is 8 to 12 pounds at times to 300 pounds.
Yeah,
right?
Pretty cool.
I mean,
and
that's
everywhere in between.
Remarkable.
Yeah.
Remarkable. It really is. It's great.
Yeah. The ocean is very healthy here.
I agree. Look at oh my gosh. I've been seeing screenshots of boogers fathometer.
It's crazy.
And the amount of yellowtail that's around those Coronados right now is phenomenal. I mean, it's
staggering.
It is. It's
yeah.
It's pretty incredible. So that's exciting too.
Those guys every day pretty much getting over 100 fish.
Yeah.
Every day.
And the other thing that I found out, you know, I've been on the boat working, so I've been a little bit out of the loop, but I've been gathering info. And do you realize that they're catching 8 to 14-pound bonito at the
right?
Coronado Islands? And Booger had one that he thought weighed 20 pounds. The other day.
20-pound bonito.
And Fred on the Daily Double was talking about, you know, the perfect half-day fish bonito off of Point Loma. I mean, that's just exciting as heck.
You know how hard a 15-pound bonito pulls? I mean, get out of here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's unreal. And maybe jackpot size when you're catching yellowtail in the boat. It wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that a bonito wins the jackpot on
absolutely
when they get a limit of yellowtail. But oh, look, a bonito won.
That's pretty cool.
That's good fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of exciting stuff going
for sure.
on.
And of course, Buck Everingham and the Everingham brothers are
awesome.
Relieved that this sardine thing, which could have been a disaster for all of us,
mm-hmm.
Is now put to bed, and we have our stock of a very abundant stock of sardine available right now?
Absolutely, yeah. That's, you know, Ken Franke and the Sport Fishing Association of California came through again.
Yep.
Ken is doing a remarkable job there and on all fronts with this solution to the sardine issue is fantastic. Mexico, he's just making strides in Mexico and contacts there, and you know Ken and the boys at SAC are doing a phenomenal job.
They work so hard; it's unbelievable. I had, had a meeting with them this week about our two upcoming live broadcasts: May 18th at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, and then June 1st, Ricky will be traveling to Loretto and doing a live broadcast in Loretto with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Oh. And the Mexican people welcome us down there with open arms. It's pretty amazing.
Well, we went with you last year, and
that's
that
right.
was such an awesome trip. That
oh, yeah,
was great.
You're going to love that place.
I'm so excited.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's an awesome hotel there, and,
yep.
and Loretto, I just love Loretto. It's a beautiful place.
It's been a lot of years since I've been down there, and I'm really excited to go back. Loretto is such a cool part of Mexico, and it really holds on to the quintessential old school Baja town. It's cool, very friendly people, very affordable, very welcoming. They're very proud of their town, but it's still cobblestone roads and old missions, and it's just, I can't wait. I love
yeah.
it. I'm really excited to get to go back to Loretto.
And you get to go to the Chocolate Festival, right?
Oh, my.
That was good,
wow.
huh, Art?
Not bummed about that either.
Yeah.
I'm not
bummed about that.
That was worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah, I missed it, unfortunately. I had to run to Rancho Leonero to do our Let's Talk Hookup group trip, which I'm doing again this year. But yeah, that's you'll be able to attend that, and it's the festival celebrating the chocolate clam, which is kind of their local delicacy down there.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not
yeah.
bummed on that
yeah.
one bit, let
it's
me
a,
tell you.
It's a grand fiesta, shall we say, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That was quite a night.
Yeah, for sure. So back to the searcher at searchersportfishing.com. I'm seeing there's still spots available on trips. And with this much bluefin around,
there
any forecast on? I mean, June trips could be epic. July
absolutely.
Trips are going to be epic.
Fish are around, so why not?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, any thought on when prime time's going to be?
Now, through November.
Yeah.
I, water conditions are good. Obviously, there's a food source out there. Unless there's something weird going on that we don't know about yet, I think that if you've got time in your schedule to, you know, get your gear ready to rock for the spring and summer and fall, then, you know, no time like the present.
Yeah, for sure. We have a day and a half Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Searcher that has availability on the 9th of July. Absolute prime time there.
Absolutely,
and
sure.
Our August trip is already sold out, but I'm really surprised because last year, if you remember, July was the month.
That was the best month we had.
It was
the month, and I'm surprised. You know, everybody traditionally August and September, but July was on fire.
We say that kind of thing all the time. If you had the caliber of fishing we have right now, it's been virtually limits or close to limits for every single boat that goes down into that zone on 50 to 90 pounders, with quite a few fish larger than that, too. That's just the average, 50 to 90 pounds. If you had limits for all those boats, but you turned the calendar to August instead of July, there wouldn't be a single parking spot to be had. Every single boat would be full, but it's not the quote-unquote time of year yet. And so the passenger loads just aren't the same. I mean, the fishing is better than – it's as good as it gets. It's limits. You know,
yes.
It's limits of big ones,
yep.
But the calendar month isn't right. So there's still opportunities to go, and there's still spots available.
Yeah, no doubt about it, for sure. And pretty exciting. I mean, we're all – pretty pumped up about what's to come this year. And Searcher, tell us about the Searcher. Searcher is such a great boat and such a great platform to fish from.
Well, thank you. It's a great boat. You know, it's wooden construction, and we have all air-conditioned cabins and galley and satellite TV and RSW to preserve your catch, and we have a large bait capacity and all the latest and greatest in electronics for fish finding. And it's a classic sport fishing boat that we carry 25 people most of the time, and You know, we have those ultra-limited load trips for 14 people where everybody gets their own cabin, and they're really popular. And there are some spots on those trips. But they're very popular. Some of them are sold out, and some are close to being sold out. So there's space available. Yeah, think about going fishing with 14 people on a 95-footer. You know, there's all kinds of room.
Cool.
Everybody, you know, it's very low-key. There's five tables in the galley, and, you know, you get three people at each table. There's all kinds of room. It's just phenomenal.
Nice.
A lot of those trips are in the fall, right?
Yeah, in the fall. August and September, there's a one each in those 2 months, but October and November is primarily when those trips are in the fall.
I'm looking at Searcher Sport Fishing right now, and if you look at it, the ones in kind of the gold with the five stars are the ultra-limited load passenger trips there, and a six-day right there in August. Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Yeah, that still has six spots available on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really cool.
But Callie's doing a great job in our office with social media, and we're taking reservations every day. So
pretty fantastic.
I think that, the way things have been going, I'm sure we'll be sold out.
No doubt.
Yeah. Tell us about your captains and crew this year.
Well, we got Sean Trowbridge. Captain Bulldog is coming back.
That's great. What a great addition to Team Searcher.
He is a great addition. That guy is just intense. I thought I was intense.
That's such the perfect match for the team. Great.
You know, Sean's going to be running the boat quite a bit this year. And we have Mike Totter, who just recently got his license. But Mike is a very fishy guy. He spent a lot of time on the Malahini, three-quarter day fishing, and he's pretty passionate about fishing as well, and he's going to start running the boat on some shorter trips this year. And, Mike is very talented with, fixing stuff. So he's a huge asset when something goes wrong.
You mean things break on boats?
Things break occasionally.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Just part of the deal.
It's part of the deal, yeah. So, Ryan Linden, he's been there for this is his fourth year, so. And Kenny Merrill, he had shoulder surgery in January, but he'll be back in August. And so we have the same core people there, and we have two great chefs, Dan Kramer and Roger Tatum, to take care of your culinary needs.
Wow.
And so Team Searcher, we have a new guy, Bryce, that has been an asset and a good addition. He just started this spring with us doing natural history, and he's going to be new, but we can mold him, so that's a good thing. He doesn't have any bad habits. So.
That's good. Fantastic. Well, it sounds like a great crew and,
of course,
a great boat. And, of course, Captain Art Taylor will be running trips, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Absolutely.
You're not retiring yet.
Not yet.
No. You've been doing it a few years, though.
My 37th year on the Searcher. Yeah,
wow.
So we got
That's
some
so
longevity.
Cool, man.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Well, you're not kidding. And so much to talk about, from the local fishing that's going on right now, all the stuff that goes on with the Searchers throughout the year, and just this great upcoming season. It's going to be a fantastic show, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways to do that. First is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or you can try us on our toll-free number. That one's 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. And not only are we going to be answering all your questions, talking about the Searcher this morning, we are giving away such a killer prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. And that is a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And not only are they brand new to you, they are brand new to Maui Jim, period. It's the brand new local kind, which is a really nice frame. It's a soft black frame with a dark transparent green mirror lens. The lens is killer.
Yeah, you just got a new pair?
You got it. We talked about it last week, and I told Pete, like, we sell Maui Jims. I haven't even seen these. got a pair from Maui Mikey, and they are incredible.
They
the
are
whole
fantastic.
Shop put them on yesterday. Doug ordered a pair yesterday just based on that. They are really, really nice brand-new Maui gyms. The new Green Mirror, it's almost hard to describe, but it's an extremely, like, crisp look, and, like, color contrast is crazy, crazy good. Like, when you walk out the door at the landing and look into the water, like, just the difference between rock and bottom, or sand and mud, or bird and
elk
water.
Patties and water.
Man, I'm telling you,
yeah.
Those, they did such a good job. I have no idea on the specifics of what make a good glass. I don't know that. But I do know that when you put a pair on and they look really good, what you're looking at is a bonus. And these, they nailed it. So, yeah,
yes,
it's a brand new pair, the local kind from Maui Jim. And if that wasn't enough, in addition to that, you're also going to get your choice of three of the killer rubs from Fisherman's Processing, FPGourmet.com. I mean, what more do you say
about
that?
You go online, pick any three rubs you want. And they're going to come to you.
Make sure one
fpgourmet.com.
Make sure one is their blackening, because that is our favorite in the kitchen all the time. But they make such good killer stuff. And all speaking of social media, they do such a great job on all their Instagram sites. They were showing that they're now doing swordfish steaks, so that they'll get fresh swordfish steaks from local fishermen, then pre-season them with lemon pepper or Cajun rub or whatever the most popular is. Vacuum pack it up, put it in the freezer. You can buy that thing, thaw it, put it right on the grill. It's already seasoned, ready
wow.
to go, making killer swordfish steaks at home. They do such cool stuff there at Fisherman's Processing and FP Gourmet. So, again, what a killer prize. Brand new pair of Maui Jims and your choice of three of the killer Fisherman's Processing rubs. Again, if you want to get your shot at that prize, or better yet, your chance to talk to Art, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network.
HydroHoist is about to be reintroduced to California boaters in a big way. Have you ever white-knuckled your boat down a California freeway just to arrive at a crazy, crowded launch ramp with no place to park your trailer? Well, I have, and it's no fun. This is Rob Sanford for HydroHoist Boat Lifts. You've heard me for years on the Mighty 1090 talking about Parker, Defiance, Yamaha, or Pacific Edge, and these products are the best for our unique Western needs. And HydroHoist is in the exact same league. This is not your father's boat lift. Level lifting, self-contained, no need to bolt it to a dock, and you can put a Harbor Hoist model almost anywhere. Want to see one in action? HydroHoist has a great new dealer in Mission Bay right next to SeaWorld. Yep, you guessed it. It's Dana Landing, and they're the new dealer for HydroHoist boat lifts. Their awesome 36 Yellowfin is sitting right on top of one next to the launch ramp. Go ask Nick to take a look. So don't lug it. Lift it on a HydroHoist boat lift from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or go to boatlift.com for more information. Get lifted.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com. It's time. It's coming up April 25th through the 28th at Lido Marina Village. It's the Newport Boat Show. It's the West's oldest and biggest yacht show.
This year, celebrating 46 years as the premier yacht show in the West, beautiful Newport Beach. It's the ultimate location for big boats. You can spend the day touring some of the finest yachts in the West.
Indeed, more than 200 boats, including trawlers, motor yachts, cruisers, sport fishers, sailboats, and more. You'll find a wide range of new products and service that owning and operating a new boat, it makes it just much more enjoyable.
Remember, it's rain or shine, April 25th through the 28th, Thursday from noon to 7, Friday and Saturday 10 to 7, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Admission just $15. Kids 12 and under are free, and active military and discounts, off-site parking and shuttle service. Check NewportInWaterBoatShow.com. That's NewportInWaterBoatShow.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packed solid. Man, what a great day to get things going.
Indeed.
Talking art.
Speaking of the Mighty 1090, let's give you an update about what's
ready.
Going on. And I got to say thanks to all our listeners for all their great support. Phones are packed this morning. They want to talk to Art Taylor. And obviously the Let's Talk Hookup app is the game, man.
Yeah.
It is just, we turned so many people on to it last week on our streaming as well as, so if you, those of you who are listening either online on the computer at letstalkhookup.com or you're listening on, maybe you're listening to it on, what's the little thing that you
the Alexa?
Alexa, that's it. Yeah, Alexa, a lot of people listen to it on that as well as, it's like some of the technologies that get so advanced. And then, of course, the best place is the Let's Talk Hookup app. So we're still waiting for a resolution here at the Mighty 1090. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios now. There are some things that are supposed to happen within the week here, and we'll know. We're very optimistic that things are going to be resolved here with the owners of the tower down in Mexico and the Mighty 1090. And we'll be back up at full power, not only on the app and streaming, but also on the Mighty 1090. But in the meantime, we have also been approached by other radio stations, and we've had some very, very, very good offers from other radio stations to move over. So following us on the app and our website is the best thing you can do. We're right here. We're hoping to stay right here.
Yeah, this is where we want to be.
This is where we want to be. But if things don't work out in the next week, you might find us on another radio station very soon. But you're always going to find us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, which I certainly stress a lot of you listen to on the Mighty 1090 app. Please switch over to the Let's Talk Hookup app, because that's where we're going to be 100% from now and well into the future. So that's kind of the update about what's going on Radio World there. But it's time to talk about fishing.
Hey, sounds good to me. Well, literally, the phones are packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Art, so we're going to do just that. Why don't we start it off this morning with Scott, who's calling us from San Diego. Scott, thanks for getting us started here in the phones.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Art. I had a question about those bluefin. Given the size of them, and if we have to drop down, what size line would you recommend and size hook for the quality of those bluefin right now?
You know, nothing less than 40 or 50 pound. If you go lighter than that, you're going to get a bite, but you're not going to land it, and you're going to spend a lot of time on it. And obviously match the size mono that you have with the same size fluorocarbon. And
fluorocarbon a must.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the abrasion resistance as well as the invisibility factor?
All of the above, yeah. Yeah, if you're not using fluorocarbon, you know, you're probably not getting as many bites as the guys that are using fluorocarbon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, and a circle hook. You got to have a circle hook. You know, pick your manufacturer. We on the searcher we use Owner Hooks, and you guys
Gamakatsu
are sponsored
hooks.
By Gamakatsu.
And
hooks.
Our trips on the searcher are sponsored by Gamakatsu.
Yep. Yeah. So make sure you got the right size circle hook, and make sure you got a small 2-speed reel. I mean, that's the way to go, without a doubt.
On the sounds like on the last couple of trips, the bait has been very strong and very good bait, but it's on the smaller side, which, you know, cycles in and cycles out. This week it's small, that week it's huge, and this week's in between. So from the sounds of everything, the bait has been very good bait, but it's been towards the smaller side. So guys have been scaling down in hooks, but you know, the problem with scaling down to hooks, when you're talking about catching 80 pounds, I mean, the Chogun had, I think it had a half a dozen fish over 100 pounds yesterday. I mean, you can't use too small of a hook and expect to land fish of that size. So you got to find that kind of happy medium where you're still getting bites, but you have an appropriate piece of wire. If you're attached to a 130-pounder, you need some hook in there.
Indeed.
When you go, you know, we preach this ad nauseum, kind of, but when you get on the boat, talk to the crew.
Yeah.
They were just there. They were there yesterday.
Yes.
So you have real-time information. So, you know, get the information from the crew as to what's working, what size line, what size fluorocarbon, what size hook, where do I hook my bait, show me how to pick a bait, all of those things, you know. They're experts at what they do, and so you need to talk to the crew when you go on the boat.
What happened last year may be totally different than what happened yesterday.
Absolutely. Things change all the time, and so, you know, you have this source of information that is right there. There's five of them, and they want you to catch one.
Yeah.
So talk to the crew. That's what they're there for.
Yeah,
as Rollo used to say, the wise angler uses the crew for information.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for getting us started. Very good question, and pretty exciting stuff going on right now.
You're not kidding, man. All right. Well, how about next up? We talked to Don. Don's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Art, it's always a pleasure speaking to you. You guys run one of the best boats in the business.
Thank you, sir.
My question for you is, if you could explain to the group here on the radio what the different licenses and permits are that we need for fishing in Mexico and also Guadalupe permits.
Great question. So if you're going on a three-day trip or longer, you get a Cona Pesca, which is the fisheries agency in the federal fisheries agency in Mexico. So you're going to buy a excursion permit for 3 days or longer. If you're going on a day and a half trip, then you're going to get a one-day Cona Pesca fishing license. If you are going on a trip that is going to fish within the 12-mile economic zone of Mexico, then you need an FMM or a tourist visa. And so that would be an additional charge for your trip. So even a day and a half trip that's going to Colonnette, then you're going to need an FMM. And so that's something that you should be prepared for.
If that's something you're going to do, it's taken care of by the office.
Absolutely. You need a passport or a passport card. You give that information to our office, and then we get the FMM for you prior to leaving on the trip.
What if it's just an offshore trip? Do you have to require passports on every trip?
We require passports on every trip.
Okay. We generally
get FMMs on every trip the fish is offshore, but if it goes 10 miles east and it's within the 12-mile limit, and we don't have visas or FMMs, then we can't go inside of 12 miles. So we're going to hang out at 12.5 miles and hope to catch a fish? No, we're going to make sure that we have all the correct permits so that we have options. If we want to go to the coast and try for a rockfish, or we want to go to Colonnette and try for a yellowtail before we go offshore, or we want to finish the day, then we're going to have you bring your passport, and we're going to buy an FMM for you. So you need the Cona Pesca permit, which is the fishing permit. You need the immigration document, which is the FMM.
And Searcher Sport Fishing will take care of all that for your trip.
Absolutely.
And all you need to do is just inform the ladies in the office that this is the case. Now, let's talk for a second to remind people that there's a difference between the three-day excursion permit or longer, if you're on a 6 or 7 day trip, and the 1 year Mexican fishing license. A lot of us carry around every day the 1 year a Mexican fishing license that's good for a 12-month calendar year. That is not valid on a trip 3 days or longer.
That's correct, because there's a separate excursion permit that you need to purchase.
Okay.
Now, if you're going on a day-and-a-half trip, then your annual works.
Okay. Like, I know if you're going on the Liberty, for say, on a full-day trip, and you already have your Mexican fishing license, the cost on a Liberty trip includes the Mexican fishing license. But if you already have yours when you're signing in, you just tell the guys, and they just take the, whatever it is, you know, $10 or $12 or $15 fee off of your ticket price. So you just, so those trips are already included, but you'll just receive a lesser, you know, a lesser cost ticket if you show that you already have a license for the year.
Now, let's get even more complicated. There's now the bracelets
right.
are involved.
Right.
And the bracelets are $5?
Yeah.
But
roughly $5.
But
yeah.
You can now buy a 1-year annual passport like I did online at the Sport Fishing Association of California website. And if you have that, will they take that fee off?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's same deal. It's like you say, is it a little more complicated? Yes. The only difference is you know, Ken Franke put it best in that thinking of the island biospheres as a state park, and every one of those is a Mexico state park. And just like at home, if you want to access a state park, you know, you can buy a day pass or you can buy an annual pass, and it's the same thing. And if you're visiting areas outside of the state park, you don't need to worry about it. But if you want to go into this fish-rich area that's, you know, 1 mile square around the Coronado Islands, you either buy a day pass, which is the bracelet. You can get it at any of the big landings. We sell them at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Store for $5. Or when you're going on the Liberty or the San Diego or the Mission Bell or any of the great boats, again, it's included in your ticket price. You're still paying for that, and they're doing the legwork for you. Or if you know you're going to go multiple times, just jump on the SAC website, buy one for the year. It's like $25, and you just don't have to worry
about
it.
It's not even $25. It's like less than $20.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Depends on the peso fluctuation.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I might also add, if you're over in Mission Bay, Dana Landing has the
bracelets. Yeah, thank you.
So they do have them there. But yeah, if you're going more than 3 times, buy the passport, then you don't have to worry about
yep.
it anymore.
Totally.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, good question, Don. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, with that, speaking of Baja, it's time to find out what's biting down there. We're going to talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. And today, the cast report is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. And you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus hook your go-to hook. That is the right hook for fishing that bluefin right now. A 2-0 Nautilus would be the perfect small, stealthy hook to still get you your bite but have enough strength to land your big one. It has that strength and durability as well as the right design to make it easy to put your fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu hooks at your favorite tackle store. Castman is standing by. Buenos dias, Castman.
Buenos dias, Ricky. Pedro.
Castman.
You made it back from Panama, buddy.
Hey, man, let me tell you, like you said, it was a phenomenal tuna day. That one day was so fantastic, and It was fast and furious and just incredible. And like I said, Dr. Furness pulled out the big fish of the week again, that 230-pound yellowfin. But let me tell you, it was one of the most fabulous tuna days I have ever experienced. But it was really, really good.
Were they eating a popper, Castman?
I those fish were so on fire. You just get in there. I mean, I could have thrown a hot dog with a hook on it.
Wow.
I was using the Daiwa Pro Minnow, you know, and I beefed up the hooks on it, and that worked really good. Yeah, I threw a popper right in there, but I never even got a chance to pop it. I mean,
you know,
just one of those epic bites that you don't see too many times in your lifetime. But
that's cool.
It was incredible. But let's start off with Loretto. Tim Osborne and his buddies, there were 6 of them, went down to Loretto last week. And, man, let me tell you, he sent me some pictures of some toad yellowtail. I mean, these fish look like the 30 to 35, maybe 40 pounds. But not only was yellowtail fish in good form, man, the Cabrilla and the Pargo, the dog tooth snapper, they had some really good catches on that. And just just fantastic fishing and both on surface iron for the yellows. Also, he mentioned and I'm not familiar with it, but I'm sure Ricky is, the Colt Sniper, the swim bait that Shimano makes.
The Colt Sniper stick bait.
Yeah, man, he said, yeah, that was on fire too. And just fabulous fishing for the guys. I mean, they've just had such a fabulous trip. And, you know, Pete, we're going to be down there in May. I expect the same type of fishing for our Let's Talk Hookup group down there. But anyway, down in the south end there around San Jose del Cabo, things really, really slowed down. 68-degree water, which is really, really cold, green water right now. So they're just doing mostly bottom fishing, amberjacks, red snapper, surface on the surface sierras and so forth. But it really, really slowed the tuna action and the Dorado action there. But if you go on the Pacific side, out of Cabo San Lucas and go up toward the Golden Gate Bank and up to the Jaime and anywhere along that area, still some very, very good striped marlin fishing. You know, normally that marlin is positioned inside the Sea of Cortez, ready to go up in the East Cape and the La Paz. But for some reason, that cold water just put a stop on them. But on that Pacific side, they're averaging 1 to 2 releases on striped marlin per day. They're getting some yellowfin tuna at about 25 miles. And so some really, really good fishing there. And I'll wind up with Cancun. Now we're getting into that main fishing season, April, May, and June for Cancun. Sailfish are coming in there pretty strong. This is the time of year for the sails. They have those Atlantic sails. And they're releasing 1 to 2 sails per day, and that's going to get even better the next couple of weeks as those they migrate into the area. But then they're catching some of those giant Atlantic barracuda, those guys who get up to, you know, 30, 40 pounds, big, jeez, big toad.
Whoa, cool, man. Hey, Cassman, you talking about that great fishing in Loretto? You told me we had 2 spots left on our May Loretto Rumble, which, boy, does that bode well. And I might also add thanks to the Sport Fishing Association of California and Ken. They're co-sponsoring the tournament with us. SAC has donated first place, $500 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Come on.
Second place, $300 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and third place, $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and that's for the largest yellowtail. And there's going to be a lot of other great prizes. I know Cass is doing T-shirts. We're doing hats. There's going to be so much going on, and that beautiful La Mission Hotel there on the Malecón in Loretto, what a great spot. So we beefed up the opportunity for anglers, so they better jump on those last 2 spots, right, Cass?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I might add, too, that I checked airfare out of L.A. On Alaska, the nonstop flight. It's $242 round trip, including
jeez,
all the taxes.
That's so cool.
Wow, that's cheap. And, of course, you can fly out of Tijuana, too. So there's opportunities on that. But just call Cass Tours to get all the info and grab those last 2 spots on the Loretto Rumber, sponsored by the Sport Fishing Association of California.
Yeah, I might add, Pete, did we qualify for those gift cards?
No, we don't. Yeah. You're out. I'm out.
Well, I was wondering, you know, I'll be managing the scale. Maybe we can work something out.
There you go.
Just yeah, you know, we'll see, Cass.
Yeah,
we'll see.
All right, well, listen, Pete, have a great trip, and I'll talk to Ricky next week.
Indeed you will. Thanks, Cass. How do we get a hold of you?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com.
All right. Very good, Cass. You'll talk to Ricky next week, and I'll tune in from Japan.
All right, boys.
All right.
See
thanks.
You, Cass, man. All right. Well, the phones are packed up. We're going to jump right back into them. Roger Fullerton, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, buddy?
Good morning, Roger.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Great, Roger.
I have to tell you, while waiting for ARC's mandatory speech about safety, somebody behind me said, the safest boat in the fleet. And I thought, you know, that very well could be because, you know, they're after the everything that's on the deck with those hoses. You have to really watch your step. But my question this morning is about your natural history trips. You attract birders from Europe that count the number of birds they see in a year. Can you tell me about how many the record is for a trip on a natural history trip?
Mr. Brookman, good morning.
Good morning.
That is that's a great question. I think I'm going to have to get back to you on that, though.
So it's not just all about it's not all about whales. There's a lot of birders that go on these trips.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, people that are interested in pelagic birding, you know, albatrosses, shearwaters, storm petrels. I mean, the list goes on and on. I mean, there's it's in the hundreds, or, you know, at least up to 100 different bird sightings on one of our natural history trips, and that includes going ashore and seeing the Baja endemics and everything that is on the peninsula as well. So there's a lot.
Yeah, some of them keep track for their life's record, too. The record's over 9,000.
Yeah,
wow.
People have they're listers, you know, that's what they do. And so, and when they see something that isn't on their list, it's a life bird. So
what's the holy grail for those guys that are going on the trip? Like, what's the bird that they're the most stoked to get to see, whether it be offshore or on land? Or
probably the last few trips, people were looking for a Laysan albatross.
Okay.
So there's two albatrosses in northern Baja that we see, black-footed and then Laysan albatross. And so Laysan albatross was probably the one that was most requested.
Are they pretty easy to identify one from the other?
Yeah. I mean, the black-footed albatross is all dark, and Laysan albatross has got a white breast and a white head. And so, yeah, you can... And they're great big birds, so you can't miss them.
That's cool.
When we went to Midway Island, you can see millions of them in Midway Island. It's all over that. But, Art, what are the most unusual things you saw this year
on your natural history?
From sea creatures to bird creatures, the most unusual things you saw this year?
Well, you know, we had some glassy weather this year and in the Sea of Cortez. And those conditions are, you know, something that we hope to see all the time. But we got out in deep water, and so we saw their Peruvian pygmy beaked whales.
Whoa.
Never heard of that. They're not at the surface for very long, but we had a couple different trips where we had glassy weather, and so we were able to see those whales, and they're really, really rare. So
Peruvian beaked pygmy
whales.
Peruvian pygmy beaked whales.
And you don't normally see them up here.
No, because it's got to be glassy, you know, because they're at the surface for, you know, very little time.
They're real shy.
And they're small whales, and so they're difficult
to see.
But
they do migrate up here regularly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just don't see them.
Yep.
Interesting.
That's cool, man.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the call.
Thanks, Roger.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information with Art. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Misión Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja, California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a 5-star hotel. Old mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Misión Hotel, situated on the water and just steps from the harbor. Take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Misión Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Misión also has a fantastic spa. Fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Misión Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisiónLoreto.com for details. La Misión, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you.
Time to talk about great equipment from Shimano, and I got to tell you, there's nothing better than the Talica Torres combo when you're going after these bluefin tuna.
For right now, exactly what we were talking about earlier, when you need to fly line a bait and potentially have a small sardine and a small hook and, you know, maybe fishing as light as 40-pound test, but potentially hooking a fish that's 80 or 100 pounds, you need to have ability to free spool, a lightweight spool, and you have to have power and drag to handle a big fish. And that is the description of Talica.
Yeah, Talica 16. Plenty of capacity and great free spool. Easy to cast. That would be my choice. What about you, Rick?
Yeah, no question. I like Italica 12. I would fill it full of 80-pound Max Quattro Power Pro, fish a 40-pound Top Shot of some Seaguar Blue Label, and probably a 2-0 Gamakatsu hook. I feel like if you hook a 100-pound fish on that rig, you're still in the driver's seat, but it's small enough that it fits in your hand and casts a bait great.
Absolutely. Match that with your favorite Therese rod. You've got the ultimate combo. That's the Talica Therese combo from Shimano. Check it out at your local Shimano dealer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
San Diego's sports leader,
the home of ESPN Radio,
the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network. Things are great here. Good phones, good fishing, good times.
Yeah, one line open. It's been a busy morning. Phones have been packed all morning, and one line open at 877-792-1090. You want to get through, talk to Art, have a question, a comment. There you go, 877-792-1090. Want to announce this week's calendar winner from a CCA calendar from the Bill Varney calendar winner. And the prize package is a good one from Shimano. It's Colt Sniper butterfly jigs and a Shimano Brutus side cutter pliers, too. And the winning number is, wow, it's so small I can't even see it with my glasses. 2688. 2688. Is that right, Art? 2688 is the winning number there for the calendar. So check it out on the CCA calendar, on the CCA Facebook page, as well as on CCA calendar page, and check the back of your calendar, and you could be the winner. And I also want to say, speaking of CCA, that I just got a note from our head guy at CCA, Wayne Cotto, our master guy there that's doing such a great job, and his note reads this: our lingcod limits were raised back to 2 fish for the remainder of the 2019 season and the 2020 season, starting sometime this summer. Most likely it's going to be June 1st. The decision simply said as soon as possible, leaving the exact dates up to the Department of Fish and Wildlife's.
Great news. That's cool.
Yeah, that's great news.
Yeah.
So back to 2 fish for lingcod, and that just shows you why you have to be a member of CCA, is they do things like that that keeps us out on the water and keeps us fishing.
I like nothing but stuff like that. That's a great one. Well, the phones are packed up. Again, if you want to get through, the only line open, 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Roy. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Roy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
What's up, Roy?
Great.
Hey. So hopefully this year I'm going to get back into a little more offshore fishing, and haven't been into the knots as far as the braid, the fluoro and mono. So I looked up on YouTube. First thing that came up was a video from the searcher. It had a couple of knots on there and stuff. I'm just wondering if those are still the 2 knots that you used. I think it was the surgeon's knot and the back-to-back uni, or is there something different that's out there nowadays?
Well, that's what we recommend, and they're really easy to tie and simple and strong, and their breaking strength is right up there against any of them. But there's multiple knots out there that are successful and hold. But if you follow that video, then that's the knot that we recommend. They work.
That's awesome. And ease of tie is an important one, too. You know, we see things in the store and people will be like, hey, have you heard of this whatever knot, you know, is popular on the Internet? And check this out, and they'll show you. And just this super intricate thing. And I'm sure if tied correctly, it works just fine. But man, you miss one wrap left versus left right, and it goes away. And a well-tied knot that you're comfortable tying is the knot to use. There's lots of great options. Just make sure it's a good one and you're good at tying it, and that's all you
and
need
always
to
always test your knots, right?
Yeah, and Rick, you hit the nail on the head. If tied correctly.
Right.
So, simplify if you can.
That's what I'm talking about.
Simplify something that you can, if they're biting and you just got one and you need to retie and you're comfortable with it and you know it's going to hold, then that's the knot that you want to tie.
Well
and
said.
Once again, you got to check with the guys, check with the crew. They might have a knot that would be simpler to tie than what you're trying to accomplish, and so check with the crew.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Arnie calling from Vista. What's up, Arnie? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hello, R&P, Ricky. Hey, Captain Art. How you doing?
Doing well. Arnie, how's it going?
Oh, doing really good, buddy. A couple things I just want to mention today. Thank you, Art and the Searcher, for your continued support of CCA. We really appreciate it. You guys offer trips to us to put for our raffle prizes for our events. Really appreciate it, Art.
You're very welcome. It's a good cause.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, it's a very good cause. One thing I want to put out to our local San Diego members, if I could, we are having a dinner meeting at Felipe's in Kearney Mesa on April 30th at 6:30. I encourage you guys to come out and please help us and join the board and help support our chapter, please.
Absolutely.
And thank you. And, how's Kenny doing?
Kenny's recouping from surgery. He had his shoulder redone. And
major surgery, huh?
Yeah. And he'll be back in August, so we're looking forward to having him back.
Oh, we have like a rotator cuff or something? Or
labrum, rotator cuff, yes, all of the above. Reconstruction.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Gaffing too many big bluefin?
Something like that.
Yeah,
cool.
a lot of tuna have come over the rail at Kenny's hands, that's for sure.
No question. Hey, Arnie, thanks a lot for the hard work you do for CCA, and thanks a lot for the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Been a busy morning. There's your shot to get through right now.
How about Hollis and Santee up next on Let's Talk Cook Up? What's up, Hollis? Welcome
morning,
to the
Hollis.
Show.
Morning, guys. How's the morning going?
Doing great.
Good, bud.
I love this new app you guys have. It's awesome.
Thank you.
So what is it you guys use to troll with down catching big tuna on the boat on those big long trips way down south?
Well, the Searcher does 7-day trips as the longest that we have for fishing trips. So and as far as catching big tuna on the troll, we're trolling marauders. And we got them wired up because when you're down on a 7-day trip, the likelihood of catching a wahoo is certainly an option. So, marauders is probably the trolling lure of choice.
Art, have you tried the Nomad DTX yet?
We have tried the Nomad DTX, yes.
Working for you?
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pink.
Pink.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You got to have the pink one. Yeah. So
isn't that funny?
Yeah. We're not catching very many big tuna on the troll. If you're up in the local area trying for bluefin tuna, a yummy flyer works good, and you can see Rick at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and he can hook you up with a yummy flyer set up and show you all the ins and outs of that. But the Nomad and the Marauder are the two trolling lures that we drag behind the boat consistently.
It seems like since the albacore, years of past, that the fleet is so good with sonar and things like that, that it just doesn't seem like trolling. I mean, it's almost like it's done because obviously you still pick one off and it's part of like who we are and every who doesn't like hearing the clicker go off. But it seems like seeing the school and positioning the boat in front of it seems to be the much more effective method and what's done more often, so that you're in front of the entire thing or you're putting the entire boat in perfect position rather than getting the jigs by one and getting one and getting stopped. So you're now fishing the back corner of the school when you could have drove around the front of it and got the whole thing underneath you. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great description, Rick. Yeah, absolutely.
Indeed. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Be sure to pick up this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great stuff. This week's loaded with yellowtail, and big bass, as well as some fantastic pre-Eastern Sierra trout info, too. They have a great section on the Eastern Sierra and what's coming up in the Eastern Sierra coming up next weekend for opening weekend of Sierra trout season, as well as they're keeping you informed here. And we want to thank Bob and Pat and the whole gang at Western Outdoor News. They're keeping you informed about what's going on here at Let's Talk Hookup and where we are and where we'll be.
Yeah, exactly.
And Bob said, don't worry, we got your back. I want to thank Bob and Pat and everybody for that.
I had a, speaking of the Eastern Sierra, which they did, you know, like you say, great coverage in Western Outdoor News of Eastern Sierra. I had a buddy come by the shop and say that they booked up one of those adventures and camping trailers for the Eastern Sierra thing and had like super good things to say about it. Same deal that we've been saying, just super easy and got a killer trailer to stay in for the opener.
That's a score. We're going to hear from Ryan Doerr later on in the show today about adventures and camping and what's coming up next weekend. So
stay tuned
for that and be sure to stay tuned into Western Outdoor News.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. A great chance for your phone call. It's been a very busy morning. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
G'day folks, Damon Olson from Nomad Tackle. We're the tackle company from down under, making lures that catch fish everywhere. We've got an incredible range of gear that's catching a heap of fish in California right now. You'll hear us say crafted by experience a lot. It's because I've spent 20 years running Australia's biggest offshore charter operation on the Great Barrier Reef, and it's that hard-won knowledge that's gone into designing an amazing range of lures and tackle that are up to the toughest challenge. I design everything we make to catch more fish and work perfectly straight out of the box. I design the patented auto-tune system on the DTX Minnow to ensure that the lures track straight, swim super fast and deep all the time. The DTX 200 dives to over 40 feet at 12 knots, and it's already proven itself as the must-have Wahoo trolling lure with the long-range fleet. Our Buffalo Flashfall jigs are catching monster tuna and come rigged and ready with serious hooks. We've got everything you need for tuna, yellowtail, wahoo, and any other species you can dream of. So check us out now at nomadtackle.com and find your nearest dealer in Southern California right now.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whaler's Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whaler's Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
San Diego's sports leader,
the home of ESPN Radio,
the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels. Most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.